This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The Senate Intelligence Committee has found deep flaws in U.S. intelligence gathering in Iraq. A Senate report blames the Central Intelligence Agency for saying that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. But the CIA has blocked the release of some of that 500-page report, which comes out today. Here's NPR's David Wellner.
Neither the Republican chair nor the Democratic vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee would discuss their panel's report on the eve of its release. But Michigan Democrat Carl Levin, who's also on the committee, said the CIA gets the brunt of the report's extensive criticism.
The report is full of omissions, errors, inconsistencies, failures on the part of the CIA, and appropriately so. It is a hard-hitting report. I can't say what's in it, and I can't say what's in those additional views.
Those additional views are essentially dissents by half a dozen Democrats on the intelligence panel, who nonetheless all signed off on the full committee's report. Democrats are dismayed that, at the insistence of committee Republicans, today's report is limited to examining the quality of the intelligence provided the Bush administration prior to the Iraq invasion. The politically sensitive evaluation of how administration officials used or possibly misused that intelligence will be done in a second phase, with a report that won't be released until after the November elections. But the CIA's insistence on reviewing the report before its release and on placing portions of it off limits for public viewing has also raised objections among the committee's Republicans, including Mississippi's Trent Lott.
The initial thing that came back was absolutely an insult. And it would be laughable if it wasn't so insulting, because they redacted half of what we had. A lot of it was to redact a word that revealed nothing.
After extensive negotiations, one-fifth of the text is still redacted in the final version. Democrat Carl Levin says some of these redactions are justified because they protect the CIA's sources and methods.
But a great number of them were not justified in terms of sources and methods, and I would say that for those particular redactions, which were not justified relative to protecting sources and methods, that the CIA may have to get a new acronym to CYA.
CYA, of course, is an abbreviation for covering one's posterior. CIA Director George Tenet, who resigned effective this weekend, citing personal reasons, insisted his agency had not been pressured by the Bush administration to come up with reports that might justify invading Iraq. But Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin, who's on the Intelligence Committee, says the CIA clearly was seeking to please the White House.
There was no evidence of direct impact or influence on any individual or analyst to reach a certain conclusion. But as you read this report, you will see that it created an environment that was supportive of the political agenda of this administration. And the information that supported that was routinely accepted. Anything in contradiction of that political conclusion was routinely ignored.
Even before the report's release, the CIA has begun a counteroffensive that could anger administration officials. It sent a letter to Committee Democrat Levin this week stating that there was no credible information that a meeting ever took place between 9/11 bomber Mohammed Atta and an Iraqi intelligence agent in Prague. Yesterday, Levin noted that Vice President Cheney has repeatedly pointed to that supposed encounter.
This newly released unclassified statement by the CIA demonstrates that it was the administration, not the CIA, that exaggerated the relations between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda.
Mississippi Republican Lott defends the Bush administration. He says both administration officials and Congress were given a lot of faulty intelligence while deciding on a war with Iraq.
But I would make the same decision knowing what I know now. That's the important thing. It's just that the fact that it was not accurate, and a lot of it was not accurate, we ask a lot of questions about how that happened. I think we know the answers of how it happened. Now the question is, what are we going to do about it?
The report today raises that question, but provides no answer to it. David Wellner, NPR News.